Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And yesterday, the Washington Post had a full-page cover story there by Bob Woodward about an audit, a report that the Pentagon had done on itself that showed evidence of $125 billion in bureaucratic waste. And they buried that report for what looks like political purposes. Joining us right now is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Republican of Texas, Representative Mac Thornberry. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your committee going to do about this?
Well, I think the better question at the beginning is, what have we already done about it? As a matter of fact, we had this report, and we specifically referenced in the defense bill that we passed in the spring of 2015. And so we have already taken action, for example, to mandate a 25% reduction in administrative support. This year, we're cutting the number of general flag officers by 12%, as well as the number of SES employees in the Pentagon. We've got reforms of the health care system, a number of acquisition reform, a number of things already. What the Pentagon didn't want to pursue this, and so what we're trying to get is the underlying data that will help inform more decisions that we make.
Well, they've classified that or decided that that information should remain secret. Is that right?
Well, they have restricted it so that it's been hard to come by. Both Chairman McCain and I have asked for that underlying data now. Look, there's no doubt that there is waste and inefficiency in the Pentagon, as in every other federal agency. But there's also no doubt that the money you save on those support functions can be used to go to the frontline warfighters.
Well,
and that's exactly what we're trying to get done.
But their mindset over there apparently was, according to this article, and it doesn't seem too far-fetched, look, if we admit that there's $125 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse in the system, then they'll only cut our budget and we can't have that.
Yeah, and that's the wrong mindset. What I hope the new team thinks about is, okay, we've got a problem. We need to work with the folks in Congress to get rid of that waste and use those resources more efficiently. You know, you'll never get rid of it all, but this can be made much better with a cooperative partnership rather than hiding information, hunkering down, and being afraid.
This is the part of the article that jumped out to both Brian and myself. Some Pentagon leaders said they fretted that by spotlighting so much waste, the study would undermine their repeated public assertions that years of budget austerity had left the armed forces starved for funds. And let's face it, this was during the time of the sequester, when President Obama was going out there hammering you congressional Republicans, Chairman Thornberry, for the sequester cuts, saying that you were basically, quote unquote, shortchanging counterterrorism efforts. In other words, we're more vulnerable to terrorist attacks because of the sequester cuts. Is it possible, in your opinion, that for political purposes from this administration and their narrative about sequester cuts, this $125 billion bureaucratic waste report was squelched because it got in the way of the president's narrative?
Yeah, I think yes, and it's even worse, actually. Remember, what he was trying to do was to say that, yeah, we've got shortages in the military, but I will not increase the military budget $1 unless you people in Congress agree to raise domestic spending by the equal amount.
But meanwhile, how can you say you've got shortages in the military when you've got $125 billion that can be found right away with one move?
Well, I think that's the issue here. It's not like there's a line item that you can say, okay, here's $125 billion. We can put something into law, strike it, and then take that money. A lot of the where they find efficiencies in comparing the Pentagon to business requires changes to civil service law and renegotiating all the Pentagon contracts and so forth.
Okay.
So there's not like one thing that you can do. And the rest of the story is, if everything worked perfectly that they recommended, it's still not enough to solve the readiness problems that are very real. The airplanes that are not able to fly, the training that is not going on, the ships that are being cannibalized, that is real, and this does not solve all of that. But it's still important for the Pentagon and Congress to work together to make it as efficient as we can, root out as much waste as we can, and that's exactly what we have been doing on our side of the river for the last 2 years, and we're going to stay after it.
There's a pending matter I need to ask you about, and that has to do with the waiver that needs to be passed by Congress before James Mattis could be the Secretary of Defense in the Trump administration. And the stories that I've read from overnight suggest that that the measure has been put in the continuing resolution that would continue funding the government through, I think, April of 2017. And Democrats are a little concerned about that. Where does that stand this morning?
Well, that is not true.
Okay.
What is in the continuing resolution are some expedited Senate procedures to prevent somebody from filibustering the bill when it is considered in the new Congress. There is nothing at all that grants the waiver now, nothing at all that affects the House. My view is I think Jim Mattis is a terrific nominee. And I fully support him. I also think we consider this waiver on its own, and we will shortly after the first of the year.
All right, so that'll be taken up next year, and this just sort of expedites the process.
Exactly. In the Senate only. I mean, that's where the only place that this CR language applies is the Senate.
Is it possible it'll get hung up over there?
Oh, I can't predict the Senate, but it seems to me that this is a pretty small matter in a bill that keeps the government operating into next year, so I would hope not.
Right, yeah, are you ready for CNN to have a countdown clock of how the Democrats have shut down the federal government over this issue, Chairman?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I don't hold your breath on that one. But you like Mattis, you think, and you think the moves being made in the national security arena and the defense arena on Trump have been pretty good so far?
I absolutely do. Look, this waiver, this exception, has been granted once before, and that was to General George Marshall. So you had an extraordinary person and very challenging times. I think that's what we're dealing with now. General Mattis is an extraordinary man, an extraordinary leader, very thoughtful, thought and read more about warfare and strategy than I think anybody else. And then you look, we've got all these threats around the world that are coming at us right and left. We need a leader like that. So I think a one-time exception that applies only to him is appropriate.
Do you think if General Mattis were to list the top three security threats to the United States of America and our allies, do you think at any point he would mention climate change, Mr. Chairman?
You know, I doubt it.
That's what I thought, and that's why we like
him. Practical and clear-eyed, and boy, I can't wait to have him at the Pentagon to be our partner in rooting out waste and to see the threats we faced in a clear-eyed, practical, no-nonsense fashion.
Chairman Mac Thornberry, Texan, Republican out of the House Armed Services Committee, the chairman there, by the way. Great to have you, as always. Thanks for joining us.